In New York this week, a judge sentenced the founder of the Bloods Gang on the East Coast to 50 years in prison on racketeering charges. Omar Portee says he started the Bloods Gang in 1993 while he was in jail on an armed robbery conviction. The Bloods are considered by many to be the most violent gang on the East Coast.
But the Bloods originated on the West Coast, in and around Los Angeles. The city is home today to more than 400 gangs, some of which have become more deadly in recent years. LA's new police chief says they're terrorizing the city and has vowed to crack down on gang violence with some new approaches. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
With their hands behind their backs, four young suspects are lined up against a wall decked out with graffiti tags. LAPD gang unit officers spotted them hanging out on a street corner in southeast LA and decided to hold them in custody for questioning.
How deep are Florencia's over here?
Man, you know how deep we are, man.
Yeah.
Thousands.
How many different cliques are there?
Officer Aaron Algren throws around gang slang, trying to pry out information about the local Florencia 13 clique. 24-year-old Jose, also known as Joker, doesn't deny he's in a gang. In fact, he's rather proud.
Have you been shot at?
Yeah, I've been shot at before.
How many times?
Three times.
He says ever since Police Chief William Bratton came to town, police shakedowns have become more routine for him and his gang, all of them shaved bald and dressed in baggy hip-hop clothes.
I know he's cracking down or whatever you want to call it, you know. Police everywhere, you know. We ain't really supposed to be doing all this craziness, but we do it. That's why there's police, you know.
What kind of craziness?
We hear gunshots every day, helicopter every day. It ain't nothing new to me, you know, because I've been doing it so long, so I'm used to dead bodies on the street and all that, you know?
Because of so many dead bodies on the streets of L.A., 330 killed in gang-related shootings last year, Chief Bratton has vowed to make gang-busting his number one priority.
These gangs are a form of urban terrorism. They are worse than the mafia. The reality is we have people out there that would kill you and me in a second.
Bratton began his term by going after graffiti taggers and setting up anonymous crime hotlines. He's assigning more detectives to work on gang detail and ordering supervisors out of their desk jobs to help patrol the streets. Officer Samuel Marullo is on the streets of South Central L.A.
Chief Bratton, first thing he did, he's increased our unit to 18 and plans on increasing it to 40. And he's only been here less than 6 months, where under Bernard Parks, we went years with a very lightly staffed gang unit. And we just kept each other's morale up, but that was no thanks to the upper brass.
Bratton has also set up what he calls gang intervention teams that include FBI intelligence agents and alcohol, tobacco, and firearms detectives to help disarm gang members. Bratton says he's importing successful crime-fighting methods from New York, where he was police commander in the mid-1990s. Tucked inside the Crenshaw shopping mall in the heart of South Central LA is the office of Bratton's new gang unit deployment center. It's like an army command center with maps of the area taped to the walls charting the latest gang movements. Officer John Yennell says the maps help police anticipate hot spots.
If one of the rival gangs over here were to come over and do a shooting, then what we would do is we would reassign them up to this other area to address that retaliatory action.
Tracking crime patterns and calling in federal help may be effective, but people who live in Los Angeles are wary of tough tactics that got the LAPD in trouble in the past. In the late 1990s, gang unit officers in the Rampart Division were charged with planting guns and drugs and shooting unarmed suspects. After the scandal, the gang units were disbanded and nothing was put in their place until now. Journalist Joe Dominic documented police abuse in his book To Protect and Serve.
The attitude of the LAPD towards gangs and gang members has traditionally been knuckleheaded. They would not accept any kind of help from former gang members. They would not try to partner with former gang members or with people in the community that were working with gangs. They were contemptuous of anybody who wanted to do anything about gangs but throw him into jail.
Dominic says he's impressed so far by Chief Bratton, who's setting a tone very different from his predecessors. Bratton is calling for a new department-wide investigation of the Rampart scandal, which scarred relationships with the community. Now he's trying to rebuild trust, even asking his officers to sometimes act as social workers. The chief has taken his message all over the city, meeting with community groups, business leaders, clergy, gang activists, and gang members. At a forum at the University of Southern California, he talked about taking down the most violent gang leaders while providing alternatives for young people.
There's a core element here that just they're sociopaths, and that's unfortunate because there are so many of these young lives that can be saved. The vast majority of these young lives can be saved.
Bratton has asked the L.A. public schools to help steer children away from the gang life, and lately he's been courting the city's elite, including Steven Spielberg and David Geffen, to help pay for his cash-strapped apartment. And his newly appointed gang czar, Deputy Chief Michael Hillman, is asking corporations to become a partner.
Corporate America represents a lot of opportunities for at-risk individuals to put them into a placement program within a corporation where there's job opportunities, and then be able to take them and move them into the workforce from there. Jobs are really the number one priority. This is out-of-the-box thinking.
Hillman and Bratton keep repeating a mantra that police are only part of the solution, and people in some of the most dangerous communities are stepping in to help.
Stop the killing!
Stop the killing!
Save our baby!
Save our baby!
Save our children!
Every other Friday night, a caravan of clergy, former gang members, and victims' families have been marching for peace. They walk from homicide spot to pay their respects and to pray.
Father, we come to you again at this very spot. We ask, Father, if thou would trouble the heart of the one that murdered this young man.
After the healing events, a number of remorseful young men reportedly have come forward to confess to shootings. Local LAPD captains have helped lead the marches, but one organizer, Perry Crouch, says the vigils are more of a grassroots effort.
You see how the community is coming together now? This is community. This ain't Chief Brat bringing about this whole thing called peace.
Still, the community, police, and even corporate America have an enormous challenge to overcome in reducing violence, the gang culture of Los Angeles that's so deeply rooted.
Just generations after generations. There's a lot of generations, you know.
On Florencia 13 turf, Joker says L.A. gangs may not all be violent, but they are a tradition.
It's like his daddy and then his son, then his son, and then the grandmas and the great-great-grandpa. It's like, it's just a big old family, you know?
After so many years, breaking up that family is not going to be easy for police alone. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.